This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tine.
Good morning. I'm Bonnie North. This morning, lawmakers in Madison will decide whether to advance a bill putting restrictions on how researchers use fetal tissue.
The Assembly Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety will vote on the bill that would ban the sale in Wisconsin of body parts from fetuses obtained from abortion clinics. Such interstate commerce is already illegal under federal law.
But the bill's authors are pushing for a state law after the release of controversial video footage showed a California Planned Parenthood official talking about the alleged sale of fetal body parts. The measure state lawmakers are considering would also prohibit research on fresh fetal tissue and cells. An amendment would allow older cell lines to be used.
Dr. Robert Morlino is bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Madison. He made the case for the bill at a committee hearing last month.
You cannot engage in this kind of commercial arrangement and in this kind of research without treating human beings as things. That is absolutely unavoidable.
Dr. Robert Golden also spoke at the hearing in opposition to the bill. He's dean of the School of Medicine and Public Health at UW-Madison. Speaking later with WUWM's Annalise Hensel, he explained why he believes researchers must be allowed to use fresh fetal cells and tissues if their work is to continue.
We are constantly developing across the country new cell lines that offer new properties of other new tissues. So, for example, one of the most commonly used cell lines is a propagated line from kidney cells. But there are other parts of the body where we would love to have cell lines that we can use. And so if we shut the door on any future cell lines and only use the cell lines from the past, we are denying scientists in Wisconsin the opportunity to use the newest technologies as they come forward. But then beyond the cells, there are some other very important situations where we need more than a cell line from a test tube. We actually need to have what's called tissue. And that's because sometimes for certain kinds of experiments aimed at understanding how a organ or a part of the body works, you can't do that by just using a single cell. You need to have the cells communicating with themselves to function. So across the country, including in laboratories here in Wisconsin, there are some very exciting techniques being developed that will allow us to use animal models rather than humans for certain kinds of experiments. And for those models to work, we need to have access to tissues that are still functioning rather than individual cells so that the animals can be a closer model of what the human biology is than if we only used the animal's physiology themselves.
And I think you brought up an example of a mouse whose cell properties could be changed and
yes,
act more human-like.
Yes, there is a wonderful mouse model that is used at the University of Wisconsin. I believe it's also being used at the Medical College of Wisconsin. And it works like this. Mice are oftentimes used in cancer research, in immunology research, in infectious disease research. But a big limitation is that a mouse's immune system is different in certain fundamental ways than the human immune system. But this wonderful new technology exists in which if we take a tiny sliver, a microscopic sliver of fetal tissue from what's known as the thymus gland. The thymus gland in the human is a kind of processing plant that takes unspecialized white blood cells and turns them into a very important type of white blood cell called a T cell, which stands for thymus cell. If we take a small sliver of fetal thymic tissue and put it into a mouse, the mouse's white blood cells then get programmed to act as if they were from a person rather than from a mouse. So if you think about it, This is incredibly important because these T cells are extremely important in fighting cancer. They are involved in aspects of HIV. They are important in inflammation and other immune diseases involving T cell activity. And we can't use a single cell. We have to have a sliver. And we can't use cells that have been replicated from old cell lines. We need to have newly acquired tissue. But in getting that newly acquired tissue, we can use mice rather than people to learn more about how we can successfully treat cancer, HIV, other inflammatory diseases that involve the T cells.
Dr. Robert Golden is Dean of the School of Medicine and Public Health at UW-Madison. He spoke with WUWM's Annalise Henzel, and you can find a link to more of our coverage of the story at WUWM.com.